And good morning from the bike. Haven't done this video on a bike thing in a while, but yeah, I got a story and a little disclaimer. All right, so disclaimer first, like a good live sound person is worth their weight in gold. I respect the hell out of them. There is a certain type of person that can hang with that type of chaos. I prefer the controlled chaos of a studio environment, but live sound is just another level. Deep respect for those guys. And I honestly think about like live sound guys as like the EMTs of the audio world. They're like, yeah, oh, that, you know, mic clip broke. That's okay. I'm going to take off my belt and like do a tourniquet in order to hold the microphone in place. Weirdest metaphor I think I've ever made for audio, but I hope someone connects with that. But yeah, like it's one of those things. I guess the reason why is, you know, adding more microphones to the situation can just complicate things on stage, especially with all these other like unknown factors that happen just throughout the night. So like if you can simplify it and get it good enough, like I guess that's the reason. I've only ever seen a microphone on a bass cab once, and that was actually at a venue that I played in Dallas called the Bronco Bowl. And I mean, I guess I haven't really ever noticed if anybody else at a show that I've gone to has had a microphone on a bass cab, but I just haven't really paid attention. But for a show that I've played, Bronco Bowl, they put one on the bass cab, but the bass amp was on its own riser, and like it was the house like amp. So I guess that gives some control to the chaos. So I guess that's why. I don't know if any live sound guys know why like we don't do more for live bass. Like I'm all ears. Like I'm curious.